All right, welcome to our Wednesday evening Bible study. We are in chapter 9 of the book of the Revelation of Jesus Christ. I'm going to read through chapter 9, and then we will go back and discuss it. Then the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fallen from heaven to the earth. To him was given the key to the bottomless pit. And he opened the bottomless pit, and smoke arose out of the pit like the smoke of a great furnace. So the sun and the air were darkened because of the smoke of the pit. Then out of the smoke, locusts came upon the earth, and to them was given power, as the scorpions of the earth have power. They were commanded not to harm the grass of the earth, or any green thing, or any tree, but only those men who do not have the seal of God on their foreheads. And they were not given authority to kill them, but to torment them for 5 months. Their torment was like the torment of a scorpion when it strikes a man. In those days, men will seek death and will not find it. They will desire to die, and death will flee from them. The shape of the locusts was like horses prepared for battle. On their heads were crowns of something like gold, and their faces were like the faces of men. They had hair like women's hair, and their teeth were like lions' teeth. And they had breastplates like breastplates of iron. And the sound of their wings was like the sound of chariots with many horses running into battle. They had tails like scorpions, and their stings in their tails. Their power was to hurt men 5 months. And they had as king over them the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in Hebrew is Abaddon, but in Greek he has the name Apollyon. One woe is past. Behold, still two more woes are coming after these things. Then the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar, which is before God, saying to the sixth angel who had the trumpet, "Release the four angels who are bound at the great river Euphrates." So the four angels, who had been prepared for the hour and day and month and year, were released to kill a third of mankind. Now the number of the army of the horsemen was 200 million. I heard the number of them, and thus I saw the horses in division. Those who sat on them had breastplates of fiery red, hyacinth blue, and sulfur yellow, and the heads of the horses were like the heads of lions, and out of their mouths came fire, smoke, and brimstone. By these three plagues, a third of mankind was killed, by the fire and the smoke and the brimstone which came out of their mouths, for their power is in their mouth and in their tails. For their tails are like serpents, having heads, and with them they do harm. But the rest of mankind, who were not killed by these plagues, did not repent of the works of their hands, that they should not worship demons and idols of gold, silver, brass, stone, and wood, which can neither see nor hear nor walk. And they did not repent of their murders, or their sorceries, or their sexual morality, or their thefts. Okay. Starting to get pretty interesting. Some of these judgments are just hard to grasp. The full scope of them. Now, back in verse 1, where it says, "I saw a star falling from heaven to the earth," just about everything I researched said that this star is Satan. Okay, the Bible talks about Satan being booted out of heaven. And so this star, in this case, according to the scholars, is Satan. Notice he was given the key to the bottomless pit. He was given it. He didn't earn it. He didn't take it away from God. God allowed him to have it. God is in control. He's sovereign. It says, and he opened the bottomless pit. Smoke rose out of the pit. And then it says, the sun and the air were darkened because of the smoke of the pit. And then we have these locusts that came out of the smoke. Now, there's varying opinions about this. Many scholars think these are real locusts. Now, they might be an advanced species or something, but still they think they are locusts. Others believe they're demons. And then still others think they could be some kind of modern military equipment or something like that, especially the next judgment. But
what do you think?
It says, I think they're locusts. Perhaps supernatural locusts, but a type of locust. It says that They were told not to harm the vegetation, which is not like a regular locust. So these are different. I think they probably did look like locusts, like a supernatural, something different about them, and they have an agenda. And it says they are to sting and to torture those men who do not have the seal of God on their foreheads. Well, at this time, you know, by this time, we're in the second half now. The martyrs have been taken up, and the ones who would have the seal on their foreheads would be who?
The 144,000.
The 144,000 Jews, the 144,000 evangelists, 12,000 from each tribe, they would have the seal on their foreheads. So everybody else would be suffering from this. The interesting thing is, this is one judgment where no one's killed. They're just tortured. It says that they weren't given authority to kill them, but they tortured them for 5 months. Now, there's two ways to look at this. One way is that after you get stung by them, you're in misery for 5 months. Or the other thing is they continued to sting them for 5 months. And I wasn't sure which one it was until I saw in one of the notes that the average lifespan of a locust is 5 months. So that tells me that they continued to sting them for a five-month period, that this was allowed to go on. And then the really interesting thing is that it says that the men would try to kill themselves and not be able to. And that made me wonder if it paralyzed them to where they really couldn't do much, but just lay there and hurt. You know, I don't know. I'm just, if you can come up with something better, you know, you would think they would be able to kill themselves if they wanted to, but it says they can't for some odd reason. Then let's look at the description of them.
Can I say something?
Sure.
Possibly, I don't know.
Sure.
You know, mine reads like this. In those days, people will seek death, but will not find it. They will long to die, but death will flee from them. I look at that too, is how come they don't then receive Jesus Christ?
Pardon me?
I said, how come then they don't receive Jesus Christ? I mean, because it, wouldn't it?
Yeah. That's a good question, Terry, but, you know, I can't answer it.
I mean,
they're just people.
I mean, if they want, I mean, they know now, right? They've been evangelized by the 144,000.
Well,
they know about Christ.
Look at the last few verses of this chapter.
I mean, it's
amazing, but that's the natural man. I can't explain it because I'm not like them.
Right.
All we can do is just try to wrap our minds around it. It's a really good question.
I mean, if they don't want to feel this pain and all this stuff, they receive Jesus Christ.
But what we find is the opposite happens. They get angrier.
Yeah.
At God.
Okay.
The shape of the locust was like horses prepared for battle. Now, you know, I looked up some images of locusts. It's been a while since I've seen one or looked at one. Trying to figure out how it could conform to this vision. It says on their heads were crowns of something like gold. It didn't say gold, but something like gold. And their faces were like the faces of men. They had hair like women's hair. Now, some people think that's the antenna. Teeth like lion's teeth. So simply, that's a symbol for a strength. They had breastplates like breastplates of iron. Now, the sound of their wings was like the sound of chariots. I get that. If you've heard bunches of locusts flying, I could see where it would sound like that. They had tails like scorpions. Now, regular locusts aren't, you know, regular locusts eat the vegetation, but they're not harmful to men. Not directly, indirectly they are because they eat the vegetation. But like I say, these are different. It said they had stings in their tails. And of course, we all are familiar with scorpions. And there it says their power was to hurt men for 5 months. And they had as king over them the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in Hebrew is Abaddon, which would be either Satan, probably Satan. It could be a high-ranking demon also.
Mine says the destroyer.
Destroyer. And then notice there in 12, One woe is past. Behold, still two more woes are coming after these things. And we talked about this last week, about the woes. Started out the fifth judgment. We had four trumpet judgments in chapter 8. And then it said there were three woes to come. So the fifth judgment, which is the locust, is the first woe. The next one we're getting ready to read about is the second woe. And it's also the sixth trumpet judgment. Now, the third woe is very interesting because that third woe represents seven judgments. Remember, because when that seventh trumpet sounds, it opens up the seven bowls. And so by saying that the seventh trumpet is the third woe, you're saying that all seven bowls are too. Because that seventh seal has already been opened. There's only seven seals, and it's already been opened. And so the first things that come out of that seventh seal are the trumpet judgments. And we're already to the fifth one. We're getting ready to read about the sixth one. And then when that seventh trumpet blows, there come all the seven bowl judgments. So you have to remember there are six trumpet judgments and seven bowl judgments all in the seventh seal.
So is this going to happen? Sound like it's going to happen?
There, I think to me, that's an indication that they all happen very quick, one after the other, right toward the end of the tribulation period. And that's why we see people early in the tribulation just kind of going along, doing their thing, not really paying much attention. Then all of a sudden, all this stuff starts happening, and you see a third of the earth affected, a third of the population dies. And next thing you know, the bowl judgments are unbelievable. And if you look at Matthew chapter 24, let's do that. Let's go back to Matthew 24. So let's go to verse 21 of 24. For then there will be great tribulation, such as has not been since the beginning of the world until this time, no, nor ever shall be. And unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened. So Jesus is saying, if I didn't put a stop to this when I did, nobody would have been saved because these bowl judgments were that horrendous. They were that terrible. Okay, back to our reading, verse 13. We're getting into the sixth trumpet judgment. Then the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice. Now, this is Jesus. The scholars I looked up said this is the voice is from Christ. He has the authority to do this. From the four horns of the golden altar, that's that golden altar of incense at the temple with the throne, which is before God, saying to the sixth angel who had the trumpet, release the four angels who are bound at the great river Euphrates. Now, according to J. Vernon McGee, he says these four angels are evil. They're evil. They really are demonic. And we know that because they're bound. They wouldn't have to be bound if they were angels of God doing God's will. He wouldn't have to bind them and keep them there. He would just tell them to go do it whenever they needed to. But these are bound. And it says, so the four angels who had been prepared for the hour and the day and the month and the year, that simply means that there's an appointed time that they're going to do this. And they can't do it before that because they're not going to be released. So this is all set up. God is in control. They were released to kill a third of mankind.
Now, is this a different third from the third there that we read earlier?
Well, the first time I think it was a fourth, if I remember correctly, a fourth of mankind. So you would have to figure up the fourth and three fourths left, and then from what's left, you take a half, which is another.
Okay,
or not a third, but a third. So now, if you do it that way, what you have left is half of the entire population. Because you took a fourth before, that gave you three-fourths. Now you're taking a third of the three-fourths left. So now you're down to half. Is that right? That's what I thought. So now you're down to half. Now, the last I heard, we have...
Chapter 8? Yeah, mine said a third.
It was a third. There, yeah.
trees, a third of the sea became blood, a third of the creatures in the sea died, a third of the fresh water, a third of the sun.
And we're talking about people dying.
Okay. Well, I'm just getting confused.
Yeah.
It made one third of the water and many
pumps. So we have so far almost 8 billion people, last I heard, in the world today. About 8 billion people. So we're talking about 4 billion people being killed. And we're just at the sixth trumpet judgment.
Yeah, I was asking Fawn because, you know, I'm a show me person. Mm-hmm. I said, what is one third? So she was going to say, well, no, let's take an orange and cut one third. But see, that ain't going to help me. I need, like, take the United States or, you know, so she said, how'd you say that, Fawn? It was one half of the north and one half of the south. What do you got?
Something.
Huh?
I had to try to picture a globe in my head because nobody has one.
Right, I gotcha. So how would you describe
it? So if I had a globe, I could show you what I was trying to say.
Well, I want a picture in my mind.
Okay, see the pew you're sitting on?
Yeah.
Well, you and Joyce are taking up almost a third of that pew.
I know, but that don't tell me.
Why doesn't it tell you?
It doesn't tell me as far as the world is concerned. I want to know.
Okay, imagine a globe. Imagine a globe. You've got a globe. You know, just take one third of that. Think of it slicing a piece of that off. Yeah. But you really don't need to think of it geographically. These are people. Just think of it in this term. These are people. 4 billion people.
I know. I just, you know. Well, I've always been accused of being from Missouri.
The show me state.
I'm from Missouri, too.
Okay.
Anyway. Okay.
All right. So they've been released. Release the four angels who are bound at the great river Euphrates. So they released them and talked about the hour and the day. Okay. Released to kill a third of mankind. Now the number of the army of the horsemen was 200 million. 200 million. Now I do know that China has the ability to have 200 million soldiers on the ground. They have that many people over there. So that's just an aside. I heard the number of them, and thus I saw the horses in the vision. Now he's going to describe the horses. Those who sat on them had breastplates of fire red, hyacinth blue, and sulfur yellow. And the heads of the horses were like the heads of lions, and out of their mouths came fire, smoke, and brimstone. By these three plagues, the fire, the smoke, and the brimstone, okay, those are the three plagues, a third of mankind was killed. By the fire and the smoke and the brimstone which came out of their mouths, for their power is in their mouth and in their tails. Now, again, some scholars say this is a demonic horde. And some say it looks like modern day military equipment to them. And as I've read before, like I said, China has the ability, and certainly if they would team up with other Asian countries, easily have the ability to put 200 million soldiers on the ground.
Will be in these days.
And we may be looking at military equipment that hasn't been invented yet, too. Or that has been invented but we haven't seen yet. It's top secret stuff. And he's looking at it and he's just describing it the only way he knows how to describe it. Well, it looks like a lion. He's describing it with words that he knows the people understand.
Yes.
You know.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Okay, it's talking about the four angels.
Mm-hmm.
And saying a third of mankind will be killed.
That's the same third as the one down here. It's not an additional third.
So do the four angels, are they like the leaders of these 200 million troops?
They're just holding, they're bound and they're holding back the time that this is going to happen. They're holding back the timing of this event. It's ready to happen. But God hasn't said, this is the day I want it to happen yet. So these angels are wanting to do it because they're evil, but they're bound. They can't do it.
So unbinding them releases these 200 yeah. million, or
yeah.
200 million troops.
And the voice that you hear is Jesus Christ saying, okay, turn them loose.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. So still, even when we see this, that tells us that God is still in control. He's allowing this to happen, and it's happening when? He determines it'll happen. Okay. Let's see. Where do I finish up there?
19.
Okay. I'll just go back to the beginning of 19. For their power is in their mouth and their tails. For their tails are like serpents having heads, and with them they do harm. Now this is very interesting. But the rest of mankind, like we were talking, who were not killed by these plagues, did not repent of the works of their hands, that they should not worship demons and idols of gold, silver, brass, stone, and wood, which can neither see nor hear nor walk. Now, when you read that, when you first read that, you're thinking, well, people in the future like that, they still won't be worshiping idols like they did back in the Old Testament time, you know, like wooden idols and clay idols and stone idols and all this. What this might be talking about, Marcel and I read a book several years ago, and the title of it was Why Evil Dwells Where It Does. Very thick book, well written. We learned a heck of a lot. But one thing it said was, one thing they warned people about, if you go on vacation, especially if you go overseas or South America, you better be careful about what you bring back home. Because evil spirits can indwell in statues, in different idols, different souvenirs, and they can cause a lot of problems. Evil spirits do settle in these things. And they gave story after story after story of people unknowingly getting these things, taking them to their homes, getting deathly sick or having other problems, you know, affecting them. We had an interesting thing happen when our son Jonathan was a teenager. He went on a trip and he came back and...
It
was given to him by someone who had been on a trip. And all of a sudden we start having really weird water problems. Like leaks where we'd never had leaks before. One day we had, at that time, the hallway was carpeted and there was just water laying on top of the carpet when no one had spilled anything. And we looked and there was no leak anywhere and scratching our heads and cleaning it up and it just like one thing after another and it was all water, something to do with water. And so as God probably planned it, we had read that book. And so that made us think, So Jonathan, do you have anything different than we haven't seen before? And one of his buddies had given him a replica of a little mermaid. It was like a bottle opener or something.
Yeah, it was made out of metal. But he just had it hanging on his lamp.
But it was a mermaid. And we said, does that have any value? Would it be okay if we took it and moved it? I don't care about that little thing. So, okay. So we took it and put it up in our building outside and our problems went away. Could be a coincidence, but I don't think so.
Yeah.
And especially after reading from that book. And so I'm thinking, well, maybe that's what they're talking about here. People getting these mementos and stuff and these evil spirits are in these mementos causing problems, especially, and if you worship them, if you worship them, then you're worshiping those evil spirits is what you're doing. And this Satan worship is really on the rise. More and more and more of it is happening. And then it says after that, and they did not repent of their murders or their sorceries. Now, J. Vernon says that the word for sorcery should have been translated pharmakia, which means drugs. It talks about drugs, yes. And so it says they repent not of their murders, nor their sorceries, or using hard drugs, or their sexual morality, or their thefts. So, I mean, it's...
Well, Buddha, people still worship Buddha.
Yes.
He's an old fat guy sitting.
Right, and that's true.
Okay.
We don't think of it necessarily, you're right, because we don't think of it necessarily in our country, but there's still a lot of third world countries and a lot of other countries that still do that today. So you've got that, and then you've got the idea that maybe they know there's a demon in there and they're worshiping the demon, you know, instead of the actual thing itself. So let's see if I have any other thing I wanted to mention about this. like I said, next week, see how short 10 is. And there's just a couple things to mention in it. So we'll cover that fairly quickly. I'll hand out the worksheet and we'll go over all these different judgments, because it's actually going to be a while before we get into the seven bowl judgments, because there's some flashbacks and it backs up and it talks about different personalities and all that.
So with these people that still didn't want to repent and stuff, I mean, I know you have said, you know, we as human beings have evil hearts.
Yep.
You know, and I mean, there's things that I've done. I would do stuff like this, but when I look back, I would have never thought I would have ever done that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And
And sometimes Satan can get a hold of a person or a demon or whatever, cause them to do something, and they think, and after it's all done, they think, well, how did I do? That's not me, you know. Or maybe you hear of tragic things where someone kills somebody and dismembers them and all this terrible stuff. That's Satan.
Yes.
That's Satan possessing that person.
Yes.
And causing them to do things. I mean, not that we're not good. I mean, we're naturally evil, but
right.
But I think Satan exacerbates that. He makes it even.
Oh, yeah.
He makes it even worse.
So that's how you. I remember one time we talked about this. Another time that we studied Revelation, you said that's how because of the fact that Satan has a hold of them, and they're so evil that they can't, you know, be any different.
Right. And I guess the one thing we want to take from this is that even though it seems like it's chaos right now, it's not. God is in control. He's in control of when they're going to do it, the timing. He's in control of how many people are going to die. He's in control of how it's going to happen. And obviously, he's trying to give them a chance. He's sending a message. Imagine being tortured for 5 months. You know, and how many have been stung by a yellow jacket? Okay, I've been stung by a hornet. I remember when I was a kid, we had a hornet's nest. We had a burning barrel. And right in front of that barrel was a hornet's nest on the ground. My dad was going to burn them out. He said, don't get too close. Well, I didn't listen to him. And I was too close. And it started burning. I saw this thing start coming up. And I went running toward the house. And this hornet went, But all I remember was it got real hot. It got real hot. But when you get stung by a yellow jacket, it's not just heat. It hurts. I mean, it's like a pinching, pulling. Oh, it's just almost nauseates you. And of course, they'll come after you and continue to sting you. I had a push mower and I went over a nest that was on the ground, didn't realize it. And I think I broke the record in the 40-yard dash getting into the house.
I ran over one with brush on once. Boy, I got off that tractor fast.
Well, I thought of farmers on tractors. How do you get away from them when you're on a tractor? That would be.
I got off and ran to the Gumption Raccoon Creek.
Well. Yeah, I don't blame you. That I would too if there was water close by. So, any questions before
I've got one.
Yes.
It says two other woes are yet to come. Was this all just number two, number three still coming?
No, just number three. The two we covered today, the first thing we covered, the locust, that's the fifth trumpet, that's the first woe. The sixth trumpet's the second woe. So we covered two woes today.
Yeah. So we still got the third
woe. We got the third woe coming,
okay.
Which is the
seven
the seventh trumpet, which is the seven bowls. Right.
Okay.
Right. That's good. Good point. Anybody else before I close in prayer? All right, let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for this study. There's so much here. But again, the thing that we want to remember as we study this, it seems so tragic and so chaotic, but we have to understand that after years and years and years and years of patience and wanting people to come to you, finally your judgment is coming and you are in control of the intensity, and you are in control of the timing, and you are totally sovereign, dear Lord. And we just pray that we can continue to understand that as we read this. In Jesus' name, amen.